We'll continue with the core teachings of Sri Ramana. Meditation requires an object to meditate upon, whereas in vichara, or introspection, there is only the subject without the object. Meditation differs from vichara in this way. Vichara is the process and the goal. I am is the goal. And the final reality. To hold on to this pure beingness with effort is vichara. When it is spontaneous, effortless, and natural, it is realization. So the way meditation is defined in India is that it is the second to the last phase of the Patanjali system, for example. But it is a kind of mental process in which one focuses on one thought in order to let go of all other thoughts. But one is still holding on to a thought. It could be a mantra, a prayer, an image of God, the name of God that one takes as one's ishtadevta. Or it could be any other mental image or idea or concept, such as a yantra, or a candle flame to stare at. But there is always an object. So in meditation, the mind is still split between subject and object. And as long as that split is there, then implicitly the ego is there. Because the ego is producing the projection of the thought or the image or the sense of an external world. And therefore, the real has not yet been touched. So for Ramana, meditation is a preliminary process to help get the mind more silent. And then that last thought that one is holding on to, that is a symbolic representation of the real, whether God, the Tao, Brahman, it doesn't matter if it's personal, impersonal, or what, because we're talking about the pointing to that which is beyond all concepts, the ultimate reality, which requires the letting go of all thoughts and all objects in order to return to the absolute presence that is no longer split into subject and object, in which there is only the I am. The I am in the normal state of the ego, quote unquote, is split into a world, a subjectivity, an imagined or conceptualized source or cause of the world and the sense of identification as a being in that world. All of that, when it is integrated into unity, becomes the I am. Until then, the I is not an amness, but a becoming, a changing, a thinking, a doing, a having, but not the absolute beingness. So that shift from multiplicity to unity happens with the shift from meditation to vichara. Because vichara is the discovery of what is when there is no thought. And what is discovered when there is no thought is that the world is only a thought. And when the mind stops, the world stops. And the ego stops. Because they never were real to begin with. And one discovers what is real. And it's that real I, the I of God, the I of Shiva, the I that is the supreme, all-encompassing, all-pervading, all-transcendent, great mystery that is the I Am. So, Ramana continues, the very doubt, can I realize, or the feeling I have not realized, are the obstacles to realization. Realization is nothing to be gained afresh. The self is already realized. All that is necessary is to get rid of the thought that I have not realized. It's that simple. Everyone wants to make it very complex and require years of therapy and all kinds of processing of the subconscious. None of that is necessary. No processing is necessary. All that is necessary is to let go of doubts. To let go of the thought that I have not realized, because that I must be a false I, because the real I Am is the realization. And the self is always realized. It cannot become realized. You can never become enlightened or liberated or awakened or illumined or any term you might give to the process of transcendence of the ego, because you are already the self that is transcendent of ego. Therefore, nothing that the ego can do or think or gain has any relevance. There is no process. It's simply a letting go. Every idea of a process is simply a delaying tactic to remain identified with the false self. There is nothing to do whatsoever. Because there is no world. There is no ego. These are all delusional thoughts. It's simply a question of whether you are willing to let go of the delusions that keep the consciousness in an imaginary state of bondage. So there are people who are upset by the idea that the world may be coming to an end. But for a yogi, the world has already ended, always, because there never was a world. And the yogi of whatever kind, Hindu, Buddhist, Taoist, a Christian yogi, it doesn't matter. All yogis realize that the world is an illusion. And all that one must do is lose interest in the illusion, and then the real God, the self, the Buddha nature, Brahman, the Tao, is immediately realized. It's that simple. There's no reason to make this into some difficult ordeal. Ramana continues, the seen, that which is seen, regarded as an independent entity, independent of the self, is unreal. the seen is not different from the seer. What exists is the oneself, not a seer and a seen. It's that split of the mind between a seer and a seen that is obscene and creates the illusion of separation from God and the loss of the wholeness that is the freedom from suffering and the freedom from karma and from the whole complex of the ego that immediately is the realization of what liberation as a concept intends. Ramana continues, the seen regarded as the self is real. So all of this that seems to be a world is only the mind of God. When it is understood as the mind of God, not separate from God, not as an independent entity, but as simply Brahman in its absolute beingness that is seen from within a limited aspect of itself as a world, when the limitation of identification with a body is let go, is recognized as timeless, formless, and absolute beauty, bliss, perfection, and the great mystery. So, Ramana says there is no such thing as the unreal from another standpoint. Because the self alone exists, when you try to trace the ego based on which alone the world and all of its entities exist, you find the ego does not exist at all. And so also all of this so-called creation. So, when you enter into that level of your consciousness in which there is no thought, you discover that it is the thought process that creates the illusion of a world. When the mind is silenced, when it abides as the silence, the world disappears. What remains is the real of God's majesty and beauty presenting itself, but not as that which has any difference from the seer, the beholder of that beauty. And it is that elimination of the differential, the split, that is salvation. So, final paragraph I'll read. Renunciation and realization are the same. This is very important. They're two sides of the same coin. Ramana says, they are different aspects of the same state. Giving up the non-self is renunciation. Inhering in the self is jnana, knowledge, or self-realization. One is the negative and the other the positive aspect of the same single truth. So people still in the ego say or ask, do I have to renounce everything in order to realize God? No. The realization of God is the renunciation. It's not that you have to stop wanting different things or enjoying different things. No. The realization that all is God is the renunciation. And the renunciation is only the renunciation of suffering. But when you trace back the cause of your suffering, it is your own mind. And so what is being renounced is the mind. And the mind is based on the ego. One thought, I. When that is dropped, mind, world, God, self, all become one, and they become one as Sat Chit Ananda, the blissful, infinite intelligence of the real. that is beyond duality, beyond conceptualization, beyond the understanding that the mind could possibly grasp. And it is that infinite realization that who you are is God, not the ego that you thought you were because you were trapped in thinking. But the one trapped in thinking already is not who you are. And so the realization of who you are will eliminate the thinking. The trap falls away. You can't renounce anything from within the mind, because the mind itself is what must be renounced in order to know God. But when you have let go of that illusion, the power, the beauty, the silence, and the supreme fulfillment is immediately recognized as always having been there. But you haven't been there focusing on who you really are. But who you are in its infinite nature is always there, because that's all there is. There could not be anything but the one self. May you have the realization that is renunciation. Rather than focus on trying to renounce this and that and the other thing from within the ego, which is hopeless, but at one stroke of realization of the self, the non-self is renounced, and everything is given grace, joy, beauty, everything that could not be had with the ego. And that causes its resistance to renunciation is given through the realization of your God nature. May you claim your birthright without any further suffering. May you gain the peace that is freedom from all paranoia, from any belief that there is a world and therefore that there is evil, darkness, death, suffering, and recognize all of that is an illusion created by the mind. And may you know the deeper peace of realizing there is no time or space or matter or any separation from the absolute source that is the real, the one self, that is filled with the blissful, luminous essence that is absolute will, absolute fulfillment and completion. And may you know the supreme peace of realizing that you have always been none other than the one supreme peace.